What's my question?
Where are we?
Where are we? What are we talking about? Yes. Okay. How do you formulate it? Right from the beginning. We are in book 5. Men's bewilderment. Means what? Something that we understand that we cannot understand. Then we are bewildered, right? What is the subject of bewilderment?
As always, we are so.
But here, Rumi is talking about one thing only. And by this, I meant this book. The subject is only one thing, one word, love. What is the problem with that word? Have you ever seen someone who tell you, what does that mean, love? I don't get it. Have you? Any of you? No. Because everybody claims that they understand. And no one really does. Because they interpret liking to love. Too much liking is love. I love my car means I like it a lot. This is nonsense. The only thing you could understand about love is that you cannot. Yes. You could understand that you don't get it because it's not the subject of understanding. When we talk about the lovers, are we talking about the most intelligent people on the earth? Do you remember the name of our lover, the famous one? Majnun, crazy. Because to be in love is crazy, yes. Is beyond the logic. Logically, I want something. Because I need something. Love is illogical. Because when love comes, first of all, we are going to hear it and being explained exactly about what is love really. Rumi will say, you know what? Look around you. Everybody is trying to hunt and find some love. It doesn't work. Why? Because the love itself is a hunter. So, first of all, you should quit hunting. Put aside all those tricks. Then, improve yourself to become worthy of, then get lucky. Yes, love haunts you. That's how it happens. Like what? Like inspiration in art. It just happens. There is no logical chick. You cannot computerize it or program it or. This is the magical stuff. The magical stuff which was in Ludwig von Beethoven. Do you remember it? The silly accident that everybody thought that this is the worst thing. A man and a woman having children after children and they are all backwarded and crazy and stupid. Should stop having sex and producing, right? The 9th one is Ludwig von Beethoven. A magical fellow who did something that so many years now and so many musicians are trying to do something like that. No, it's impossible. Why? Where is that coming from? That is that stuff that we want to talk about here, and here in this book Rumi talks only about love. How did he talk about love? Do you remember?
we showed it about what?
First he said, do you want to listen? Not to hear, to listen to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. First, put aside some thinking system you have. Four birds, remember? Put them aside, all of them. Your greed, your show-off, your jealousy, all of that we talked about. Put them aside means forget about the logic.
We want to talk about beyond the logic, right?
Okay. Now, we talk about it. How? How could I explain something which is not explainable? This is something that we talked about, remember? First, I make up stories. The stories I'm telling you, not directly. Because you will get defended and all of that, and defensive, and blah, blah. So I talk about someone else. And story is expandable, so you could understand, go beyond it, and poetic language. And all of that. Okay, what is the story of the lover? The best story. We made up a name. Is Ayaz. There is a fellow named Ayaz. He is a slave. And there is this king. The relationship between these two people is beyond understanding. Which part of a story should we care for, listen to? Ayaz. The king is the king. Aha. How come that I insist that you understand Ayaz and don't think about the king? If they're a couple, so they are a couple, right? Others say no. Don't talk about the king. Why? Huh, because in our story you like to be the king, right? That's the point. Ayaz is the fellow. We talked about him a lot. Do you remember that the king will send the minister to go and see this caravan? Where is it coming from? He will go and come back and say it's coming from where? Say, where it is going? I don't know. We'll send someone else. Then he will send Ayaz, and Ayaz will come back with all the answers. And they will say, why did you do that? He said, because I thought he's positioning me in a situation to answer questions. So I have to gather all the answers I could. And so on and so on. Now we start the story of this Ayaz. This is a fellow that you will not understand him. The first thing that this fellow does is what? You remember, we talked about the story. That he's a good fellow, the king likes him a lot, and he loves the king and so on. And he has some storage with him. Strange big lock on it. Down there, he has only a pair of old shoes and a bag. That's it. Everybody is jealous. They will talk to the king. Remember the story. Then the king will say, okay, go and find what he's really. He's bloody thief. He has. Pick up something secret. What is it? They'll go there and they'll see nothing. Okay. Why did we say this story? We made up this story. Why? To tell you something exactly. Mm-hmm. So, we'll ask Rumi to tell us. Why is he talking about this story? What is the importance of Ayaz having a locket and having some secret stuff in it? What is it good for you? Because these are the lessons for you, right? So pay attention. Who is the volunteer today? You.
Luke.
But we're not
too innocent.
Story, are we?
Why?
We're not on that story, are we? We're kind of something on.
Page 1505, yes.
I guess I'm just confused because I thought you said we were doing this story of story of an ass belonging to a seller of firewood, which saw some well-fed Arab horses in the royal stable and wished for the same fortune. This story, to convey the lesson that one ought not to wish for anything but forgiveness and favor. For though you are in 100 kinds of pain, they all become sweet when you feel the delight of being forgiven. And for the rest, every fortune that you wish for before you have experienced it is accompanied by a pain which you do not perceive. As in every trap, the bait is visible while the snare is concealed. You have been caught in this one trap. You have been caught in this one trap are wishing, would that I had gone after those baits. You fancy that those baits are without a trap.
Okay. What was that all about? This is just the title of a paragraph, right? What was the last paragraph? He was comparing something to something, explaining something to something. Now, a long, long title of a paragraph to start a new story. A new story which is in the story, right? Okay, now a sub-story. Yes.
There was a water carrier who owned an ass that had been bent double like a hoop by affliction. Its back was galled by the heavy load in 100 places. It was passionately desiring the day of its death. What of barley? It never got its fill of dry straw. At its heels, a blow and an iron goad. The master of the stable saw it and took pity, for the man was acquainted with the owner of the ass. So he saluted him and asked him what had happened, saying, "What is the cause of this ass being bent double like a doll?" He replied, "On account of my poverty and destitution, this dumb animal is not getting even straw." "Hand him over to me," said the other, "for a few days, that in the king's stable..."